Feel how you just closed your eyes and become very still inside. And I'm gonna take us all through a prayer dedicated to the beautiful divine mothers of darkness and light. So the dark mother, the dark goddesses, and all the beautiful goddesses of the light. We need both. Beautiful divine mothers of darkness and light, I surrender to you my heart, my path, and the essence of my being. I place it all into your loving hands, all of it, the good, the bad, the ugly, the easy, the difficult, the love, the fear, the peace, the stress, the clarity, the confusion, the learnings and the challenges, all the experiences of life itself. I place it all into your loving heart, trusting that your sacred divine fire will transform anything that is not in alignment with love, and transform it into light, into healing, into wisdom. I just surrender it all to you now. Let it be transformed in your holy fire. And feel how you place it all in her fire. All of that which you are willing to hand over to her love, to her power, to her wisdom, all of it. So anything that you've experienced today, the past week, the past month, the past year, that you know in your heart and your soul wasn't in alignment with love, with your truth, with who you truly are, just place it all in her divine fire. Just hand it over. All those thoughts, all those actions. It's like you're handing over all those toxic strands of that web. From that separated self that is not the truth of who you are. Just place it all in her divine fire. Just hand it over, hand it over, hand it over. Surrender it. Let her take it. She knows how to heal you. But she can only heal that which you are willing to give to her. So I'm going to be quiet for a while so you can do this now. Just release it all. Thank you, Divine Mothers, for holding me and supporting me as I journey into the sacred darkness, witnessing my own despair, my own fears, my own shadows and wounds. And thank you for guiding me in how I can choose love instead of fear and compassion instead of judgment. So I'm able to transform all these old wounds into sources of wisdom, helping me to meet others with more compassion and meet myself with more love and compassion. As I realize we are just human trying to find our way back home to the truth of who we are. And thank you, beautiful mothers, for helping me heal so deeply that I'm not only able to journey into the sacred darkness, but also to accept and embrace the light that I am. I know that I at times resist this truth that I am the light. So I now surrender into your fire all the ways in which I resist seeing the light in me. Both those ways that I'm conscious of, and also all those ways I'm unconscious of. I surrender it all to you now. I now open myself up to let your divine fire burn through me. Burn through my bones, burn through my blood, my heart, my nervous system, burn through me, burn through my DNA, burn through my roots, burn through my mind and my soul, releasing me from all those old ways in which I denied the truth of who I am, in which I try to hide my light, hide my power, my wisdom, and the healing magic that lives inside of me. And all those ways in which I pretended it wasn't there. Just let your fire burn through me. Burn through me. Burn through me. Releasing me from this old curse I have placed on myself and others have placed on me. A curse where I started to fear the light in me, the wisdom in me, the healing magic in me, the power in me. So I pushed it underground. I forced myself to fall asleep. to the truth of who I am. But I know that your love, your fire can awaken me, can release me from this old curse, because you know the truth of who I am. So beautiful, Divine Mothers, let your fire burn, burn, burn through me. Let your fire burn, burn, burn all the way down into my core, freeing me, releasing me, healing me, cleansing me, and awakening me. So I am resurrected into the light that I am, the truth that I am. So I can let this ancient wisdom that lives inside my bones awaken, 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 and rise, rise, rise once more. The wisdom of the wise woman. Let her rise, let her rise, let her rise within me. Let her rise, let her rise, let her rise and speak through me. Let her rise, let her rise, let her rise and see through my eyes. Let her rise, let her rise, let her rise and guide my thoughts. Guide my actions. Let her rise, let her rise, let her rise once more. The time is here for us all to rise, rise, rise. The wise women rising together, stepping into the sacred circle of sisters, the wise women weaving once more. So thank you, beautiful Divine Mothers of darkness and light, for helping me to continue to grow in your love, so I can awaken and move through my own rebirth, my own resurrection, becoming the wise woman you know I am. The wise woman I came here to be, so I can help to birth a new consciousness into being. So I can help to weave more light and love and wisdom and joy and healing into our world. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Blessed be. Blessed be. Blessed be. And then place your hands somewhere where you feel you want to anchor this. It's like a vow, a sacred commitment to the Divine Mothers of darkness and light, that you are now allowing yourself to be the wise woman that you are. Perhaps you want to anchor that into your heart. Perhaps also into your third eye and into your womb space. The three chalices and perhaps somewhere else as well. This is your vow. And listen, listen, listen. Can you hear her whispering to you? Can you feel her rising within you? And can you trust her guiding you? Yes, you can. Because she is you. And then take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, you can open your eyes. Coming back to normal waking consciousness, but this time seeing through the eyes of the wise woman. Thank you.